Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. The woman said to Jesus, "Sir, I can see that you are a prophet. Our ancestors worshipped on this mountain, but you people say that the place to worship is in Jerusalem." Jesus said to her, "Believe me, woman, the hour is coming when you will worship the Father neither on this mountain nor in Jerusalem. You people worship what you do not understand. We worship what we understand, because salvation is from the Jews. But the hour is coming, it's now here, when true worshippers will worship the Father in spirit and truth. And indeed, the Father seeks such person to worship Him. God is spirit, and those who worship Him must worship in spirit and truth." Gospel of the Lord. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Today we celebrate the dedication of Lateran Basilica. This Lateran Basilica was built in the 4th century by the emperor to offer to the church. The place is called Laterani because it belongs to the family. Since then, in the 4th century, this basilica became the parish church of the Pope. So, ever since, it's the center of the church, of the Roman Catholic Church, until when St. Peter Basilica was built, and then the Pope moved over there. So, it's a symbol of the unity of the Roman Catholic Church. When we celebrate this feast today, we pledge our unity with the Pope, with the whole Church. Jesus gave Peter, no? He is the one who look after the Church. So we have to pray always for the unity of the Church. And especially today, there are so many different differences in the Church. We need to pray the patron, St. Peter, on this occasion for the unity of the Church. Jesus prayed already in the Last Supper, "Father, that they all may be one." This unity at times not easy because there are differences of thoughts, thinking, behavior. But we believe the Holy Spirit is in the Church. No matter how He works, still there is a blessing. Let us pray for one another, especially for the Pope, that the Church may maintain always this unity in the Lord. And we believe when we are united, Jesus' presence is most important. More important is in our family, keep this Jesus in the midst, in the parish church, in the diocese, keep this unity. Where there is unity, there is the presence of the Lord. And this is the meaning of the Church.